What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. I think we just sent out the guys that we've signed so far on practice squad. Obviously, you had to wait overnight and see who gets claimed. And some years we've had a few, but we were selfishly happy to get the guys back that we were able to. Yeah, Daquan is a young player, rookie, and just felt like his arrow was up, did some good things. You know, there's a lot that goes into the punt return, and that was probably the main reason that we selected him late in the draft, was he had shown some really good things at Penn State as a punt returner, but, you know, still probably cleaning up some decision-making, just – all the things that go into that. It's more than just with the ball in his hand. So not bad. And I thought it was arrow up, but we kind of run out of time. We got a real game next, and we just weren't quite there. But doesn't mean that we wouldn't get him up this year. We're going to keep working him there and on the defensive side. And so it's hard because you'd love to just let it go, but you know, still had a little bit of a gap to close from that standpoint. But we believe in him, and we're excited that we're able to get him back. No. Yeah, I mean, we had we went through a lot of returners in the spring, guys that got drafted, guys that did not, and you're looking at all different numbers of returns. Some guys did it a little bit. Some guys did it a lot. Some guys played at big schools. In this case, some guys played at small schools. You're looking at a lot of different things. You're trying to make the best decision you can. Limited exposure for me, like seeing him personally or some of our guys, but you know, when you watch the film and then you saw it translate to what he did in the preseason, again, for him, still a small NFL sample, but saw him, felt he made good decisions, fielded it cleanly. You know, muffs or not, sometimes you see guys fielding them and you're like, he caught it, but it wasn't clean. We play in one of the hardest environments at home with the wind and all that, and that'll be an adjustment for him as well. We saw that even we had that windy game against the Bears in preseason, you know, the ball moving on the guys a little bit. So I don't know if he's seen that part yet. We're going to try to get him prepared as much as we can between now and Arizona. But all that goes into it. He did a really nice job at Central and then backed it up, you know, again this preseason over there with the Jets. Yeah, I mean, we've obviously gone against Mike. I think everybody in here is very familiar with his career, you know, all the time in the AFC East. And, you know, the thing I always liked about Mike and respected about him was whether he started the game or whether he came in the game, like, he came in guns a-blazing, no fear, not just check down Charlie. Like, he really did some good things. And I know at times there were people talking out there like, hey, this may be our future starter here with the Jets, as they kind of went through some of the quarterbacks. And, you know, we were always like, man, we've got to be ready. The games we played against Mike, and I thought it was a good signing by Miami last year to bring him in and be the backup for Tua. And so, you know, they have another guy in Skylar Thompson who we faced, you know, a couple years ago in the postseason. But Mike, a lot of respect. You can tell he's a very smart guy, processes well, loves the game, tough. I mean, some of the – for him to come back in that game, you know, some of the hits he took in that home game here really, you know, I already respected him a lot, but it really raised my level of respect. This guy is out there laying on the line. We talk about it all the time. We say it, but this guy, you know, had some ribs cracked or bro, I don't know the exact diagnosis, but I'm excited that we were able to get Mike. You never know how it's going to turn out, where guys are going to land. And, you know, we recruited him hard to get him on this P squad. And, you know, Mitch is still working his way back. That may be the next question. Truly unknown yet whether Mitch will be ready to play week one. So it's great we get Mike in here now, get him up to speed. And, you know, we feel really good that we'll have a, you know, a good option, you know, or two to back up Josh come week one. We have not signed him. You know, he cleared waivers, been in contact with him, and could potentially add him. But, you know, he's not here at this point. And so, you know, he's one of the guys that we're talking to and haven't signed him yet. Potentially, though, coming in here to visit and potentially sign.
Brandon, what this team, you said you don't know yet, but is it out there the possibility that you may have to put him on IR and go get a practice squad quarterback? Or you have to elevate Mike White in that case?
Yeah.
That's still part of the calculus?
I think, you know, Mitch is getting better. He's improving. We are not there at that point to put him on IR. We want to give him every chance. Now, he hasn't gone through a practice yet. So nothing's off the table, but, you know, we're cautiously optimistic that we won't need to do that. But until he's back out there and show that he can do it and do the job, protect himself and play the position like he's got to play it, it's an unknown. Joe, man, where do you start? Buffalo Joe. What a story. Cool, really cool story for Joe. You know, I don't know where you start. The guy just shows up, doesn't say a word. And, you know, just, you know, never, you know, there's a saying sometimes, you know, don't count your reps, you know, make the reps, make every rep you get count. I would say Joe is that. Obviously, he came in here, came to our local day. We invited him back, you know, did well enough there. We invited him back for our rookie camp. And fortunately at that time, we still needed to sign another linebacker. And so he stood out the most there. And he just, every step of the way, checked the box, kept himself in play. Never worried about whether he got five reps in practice or 15, depending on when we were healthier to when we faced some injuries there. And, you know, we got thin there with Nick, Balin, obviously losing Matt, and some people are ready for their opportunity and others are not. And I think Joe did everything you could have asked for. He's still a rookie, okay? So I don't want to put him in the Hall of Fame yet, but I think we need to give him credit and kudos. How can you not cheer for him? Like, there's a lot of guys we cheer for that don't make it. So we still have to make the best decision for the Bills. And, you know, to this point, he's done what's asked, and he earned the opportunity, you know, to make our initial 53.
How much did the Pittsburgh game, I mean, he took every step of the way, but how much that Pittsburgh game influenced or maybe captured your attention that in making you believe that this was possible on cutdown?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things in preseason, John, is, you know, who are they going against? Is it threes versus threes, threes versus twos, twos versus ones? And so, you know, Matt goes down. We decide to hold TB out just to be cautious and, you know, made the decision to put Joe out there and run him with the starters. Let's just see. And nothing else is going to tell us more than putting him with the ones. And first of all, it didn't faze him. I'm sure he was nervous and, you know, had adrenaline pumping, but it didn't faze him. And he went out there, ran the defense, as you know, to what you would say was really well for a rookie, and made plays in space. You know, that was one of the one of the questions on Joe is how would he do in space? And you saw a play against Fields, obviously the screen against Jaylen Warren, really good block protection, just getting off blocks and using his hands. We talk about all the time, guys using their hands. And I thought he really passed the test that day, and that probably gave us a lot of confidence that this guy is trending up and deserves this opportunity. Yeah, I mean, it's so early, Josh. You know, he obviously, you know, tore the bicep and had that repaired, and it's early stages, and so those can range from various times. We have a little bit, but you're not really doing a lot. Like, our people aren't putting their hands doing a lot. You're letting the wound heal and all that. So I think it's, right now, we're just going to let Matt do his thing. We're going to focus on the guys we got here. And if the medical team tells us as we get into the season, hey, this is trending well, and we think there's a chance, then we'll start planning accordingly. So ultimately what we did was didn't close the door on the season. But, you know, we're not going to sit here and say we're expecting him by this point. I think it's just way too early. First off, I cried when I got that injury. But second of all, the confidence level in the group, yeah, I mean, it's you build your team and you always tell guys next man up, and you're training every single player. And so right now, you know, as guys move up the spot on the depth chart, you're training the next guy for everything. Maybe a guy was not getting as many special teams reps, now is getting more. Guys playing more in nickel situations, base situations, whatever it is. So, no, we have confidence in our group. We need to get healthy. That's been the big thing. You know, obviously Nick Morrow missed a lot of camp with his stuff. Balin, you know, with his. And so, and then we've got two rookies in Joe and Eddie, you know, and then obviously TB leading the group. So we got work to do. But we're confident in these guys, confident in the coaches. These guys are getting them as prepared as they can. It's obviously easier to prepare them when they get back on the field. So we're getting them back, and I got no doubt these guys will be ready week one.
You guys had Kingsley last year at the come down 53. This year it was Casey too. You got Kingsley back. But what went into that decision to get Casey kind of, if it was the last spot, or how kind of fits
into the play? Yeah, I mean, Casey's done it, had a good career so far, you know, even before he got here. And another tough decision there as far as how many you keep at each spot. And, you know, I would say there's more decisions like that than not at different positions that you're deciding. And you're doing special teams. You're doing guys that can go inside and go out. You're just trying to make sure you got enough answers when your starters go down, guys that can play different spots, just all the nuances of the game. Not an easy call, though, Matt, to the point of your question, I would say.
Brandon, after the draft, I believe, it was around draft time when you said, judge us on where we are at the start of the season in September. It's not there yet. The full roster isn't entirely settled yet.
Right.
I don't want to use the word comfortable, but where are you as far as your vision of where this roster is and where you thought it might be back in May?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're, you know, you're getting through camp, and we've already had a little bit of adversity with some of the injury stuff. You know, it's hard. We feel confident in the group we have, John. You know, we would have probably loved to maybe play a little bit more of the offense, but circumstances dictated things to be a little different as far as getting Josh in that first group out there a little bit more. But you react the best you can to each situation. Those guys have had a lot of work, and I think Sean and the coach have done a good job of getting them a lot of competitive one-on-one, because once you get in season, you kind of do the ones versus the twos and scout team stuff. So we've tried to make it other competitive periods in practice to give them the best game looks you can. you know, you still got to be smart and, as I said, not lose the race before you get to the race. So are we going to be a finished product next week? No, but hopefully we can hit the ground fast and have a good start and then just continue to get better every time. But very confident in our coaches and the players that we have, you know, on this 53 ready to move forward. Yeah, I think we have a good number of guys. Like, I like the depth, similar to the linebackers. We had some setbacks with guys missing most of camp, you know, notably Mike Edwards and Cole Bishop. So trying to get those guys have been doing everything they can at walkthroughs, meetings, and everything to catch up on mental reps. It's not the same. But, you know, DeMar's gotten some extra play time, you know, in year two off of his situation. Taylor Rapp, having him in year two, he seems very comfortable and confident. And then Cam Lewis has been kind of our Swiss Army knife back there, playing all sorts of spots for us, including special teams. So I love the group. You know, again, like I was saying on offense, I would love for some of those guys to gotten some game experience that they haven't. We'll have to do that on the fly at this point. But love the group. Hopefully we can not have any injury setbacks going forward. Yeah, I think just the feel of the game, especially more of a, you know, it probably varies for different tight ends, Ryan, but I would say, you know, he's definitely more of an F and receiving tight end for us. So I'm going to relate in the receiver world, just feeling how guys are going to play him, some of the press stuff that he probably didn't face as much in college. You know, I would say he saw some of that last year. He may see some more of that, just working on those releases, what people are trying to do to him, how to get off those. And then just the more comfort in the system, it helps you play faster. You're thinking less. The play comes, you know, the play call, all that stuff just allows you to play a little faster. And so I think you even saw that with Dalton. If you turned on the film early in the season versus what he was doing late, I mean, I thought he was really making some good plays down the stretch for us, including the playoff games against Pittsburgh and KC. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different group, losing Steph and Gabe from last year. But like where they're at, great chemistry, knowledge of the offense. They're all smart. They're interchangeable. I love how they're working together and all that. We've seen more of that in practice than games, as I was alluding to earlier. We have to go prove it. I mean, I can sit here all day and say I'm confident, which I am, but we got to go prove it. Talk is cheap at this point. Yeah, just like I was talking about Dalton a minute ago, he's in year one of that, of probably some more press, how different, you know, he's going to see a lot more variety of coverages and defense and higher caliber corners. All those things are going to be new to him, and so he's going to learn on the way. But the young man is super competitive. He loves ball. He's not afraid. He's working his tail off. His teammates believe in him. He has fun out there. He's serious. I know he's funny behind the mic and stuff like that, but when he's on the field, you guys have been out there enough, like, he's working his craft. And kind of what I'd said in the spring, like, there's still going to be some bumps along the road. He's a rookie playing receiver. It's a big jump. And so he'll have some good games. He'll have some plays he wants back, like all players, but especially rookies. But I'm very confident that when his number's called, you know, he'll step up and make the plays for us.
Your reserve offensive lineman, a little younger, but not a whole lot of experience. What went into that decision?
Well, we had Alec here last year. I think Alec's answered the bell every time he's one of those guys. He played tackle in college. We've trained him in here to be center and guard, and I think in an emergency could go out there if, you know, if disaster struck, like the Miami game a couple years ago in the Heat when we were running out of linemen. He's just one of those a little bit Swiss Army knife guys, but he's answered the bell. He brings an edge. Vandermark last year when he came in and played did a good job. I think Grable, you know, had, you know, did a really nice job in, again, preseason. We'll have to see it, you know, if and when his number's called, you know, in the regular season. And then Sed Van Pran, I thought he, young guy, you know, rookie, played a lot of varsity snaps in the SEC, which shows it's not too big for him. He's still learning all the nuances to our protections. Our, you know, you got to call everything. You're the quarterback of that O-line at center. But confident in those guys and fortunate to get some of the guys back on practice squad that we did. You know, Will Clapp as well, who was a last-minute release after we traded for the young man from the Jets. Yeah, I mean, I'll start with Justin. Like, Justin is a great young man. Obviously, spent most of the year on IR last year, worked hard. We just couldn't get him to where we needed to when we selected him. We're, you know, hopeful that he would be he had showed a lot of things in college that would not only translate on fourth down, but just a bigger body possession, red zone type receiver. And just couldn't quite get there in time with the competition. You know, best man wins. And then, yeah, Dion, short runway, still getting to know him. So still, you know, keeping him around just to be around him a little more and see where that goes. Did a good job in the game the other day. Who do we play? Carolina, yeah. Brain's running. Yeah. Heard of him a couple times. Yeah.
What was your evaluation of
Gable
Steves?
Gable? Man, got better. Like, a lot better. You're talking about a guy that had never put a helmet on, you know, before late May or early June, whenever that was. Never played organized football. Never really did team sports talking to him. But guy just worked his tail off, Tim. Smart. I would say learning the nuances of the game. You know, we talk about instincts and all that. For a lot of times when you find out guys that took up the game later didn't grow up around it, maybe their instincts are a little further behind. I thought his were pretty good to this point, better than I would have expected. He's an undersized guy, and physics says you wouldn't put him in there, but the wrestler background, the mentality, and it wasn't too big for him. Did some really good things. You know, I'm hopeful that he will stick with this. You know, we wouldn't close the door on bringing him back here at some point. He made that kind of impression.
What is the difference between making the practice squad and not?
Yeah. It's tough. You know, good competition, I would say. We bring Ely back. Ely's been here for some years. Really good knowledge of the system. Is a run stuffer in there for. That's probably at Gable's size, probably not his number one attribute. And then we went with an undersized guy a little bit in Branson Dean. So Branson just got more experience at this point. But we are definitely not closing the door. And you know, you know, we talk about these fun stories, Joe Andreessen, Frank Gore, Jim. You go on and on about different stories, and that's another one that probably got lost a little bit in the shuffle of some of these other ones. But to do what he did in the short runway that he had, I was impressed. Yeah, it's a shoulder. He will not be able to return this year. We've been rehabbing it. We were hopeful to get him ready for this last game, but still he got it early in camp. And it's something that may require surgery. We are been getting second and third opinions on that, but unfortunately had to end his season. But hopeful, did really good, some really good stuff in the spring athletically. And so we're going to continue to work with him and hopeful that next year he'll have a legit shot to help us. Not at this point, Jay. I mean, we've looked at all sorts of things. You know, T. Bass, I get the question. I do. I understand. If he had a short history here, probably would have. But if you look at his career, I know what's fresh in everybody's mind. I get it. We're all human. What have you done for me lately? And the end of the season, he'd be the first to tell you it was not the way it should go or he wanted it to go. But we're confident in him. His teammates are confident in him. And, you know, we got him the COVID year 2020. He got no preseason games. It didn't, like, I think we just got to relax and give him a chance and remain confident in him. And he knows. I think Sean said it after the game. Like, he doesn't need Twitter or the fans or whoever, like, telling him. He knows. He's his own worst critic. He works like crazy on his craft. Nobody wants it more than him. Nobody's working harder. And again, we're very confident in him. Obviously, he'll have to go out there and do it, though.
Brandon, three guys from UB, all undrafted. It's kind of been a pipeline here. How much have you been able to find these guys simply because they're so close?
Yeah, it helps. That's the, you know, I would say locally and then just our inside over there and then also kind of the guys to look at and the local day that we're allowed to bring, you know, the guys from UB, Syracuse, and used to be Penn State, now it's Pitt. But getting our hands on those guys and just being around them, talking ball, it's more than just a workout. Like, we try to get them in the meeting room, spend some time with them. And, you know, Cam Lewis is an awesome story. Jamarcus Ingram had bounced around in college, and then, you know, obviously the latest and greatest is Joe. So we'd love to keep that pipeline going. I mean, that's those aren't five-star recruits, and I think it takes all types of people to make a good team. Yeah, you're going to have some five-stars, but you're going to have the blue-collar, overlooked guys, and I'm excited that it's worked out. That we do have three guys from UB.
Has Kyler had the kind of summer and spring we're hoping for him to have? And where do you kind of see him at now entering this very important
Thursday? Yeah, I think Kyler's done a great job. I think the thing I've noticed is he's just relaxed himself. You guys interview him, you may even feel it. Like, we all know you want it too bad. Like, you just want it. You stand over a golf ball and you just want it so bad. And you know what I mean? This guy, the care factor is off the charts with Kyler. And that's been since he was in college to when we got him. And he's done some really good things. I think people look at, well, did he start? Did he not? Because of the first round status. It's just the nature of the beast. But, you know, he's made some big plays for us in games, a couple of postseason interceptions. I think he got Mahomes once. Like, he's done some good things in limited play time. It's not all been perfect for him. Some, as we said, some rookie young things, but he definitely had his best camp. I think when he gets beat or has, you know, made a mistake, whatever, I think he held on to it a little more in the past. I see him flushing it, moving on, which corner is probably the position you got to do that the most, especially at this level. So very confident in Kyler, you know, whenever his number will be called. We know it's going to happen. Draw straws for it. Nothing recent. Kind of just seeing where it goes, but love Micah, and we have not closed the door on that. And as far as I understand, you know, I don't think Micah has either, and we'll stay in touch. Love Micah. Yeah, he's eager, doesn't say a lot, head down, just as he says it, yes, sir. Like, he's just kind of, he's not going to flinch, I would say, about Dorian. He's just going to show up. You want him to cover, he's going to cover. You want him to run and hit, you want him to run down on a kickoff. Like, that's just kind of his mentality since he's been here. And he's still learning. Young player, you know, his plate's obviously gotten bigger since Matt's injury, as we were discussing earlier. But he's not going to flinch, and I'm excited for the expanded opportunity for him. You know, I know he'd be the last person to want something to happen to Matt, but at the same time knows, hey, it's an opportunity for me to show what I can do and help this team.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.